Black holes. The concept of a black hole was first considered in the mid-18th century. The theory first postulated by the English scientist John Michell was later named by the American physicist John Wheeler in 1969.
A high concentration of mass in such a small space where even light cannot escape from forms a black hole.
Due to primitive levels of science, physicists used to maintain that we were able to see all the stars. However, as science advanced, it later emerged that there were stars in space whose light we were unable to perceive. We could not see them because their light had disappeared. Black holes have enormous gravitation, one that captures even the fastest particles. For example, the final stage of a typical star, three times the mass of the Sun, ends after its burn out and its implosion as a black hole of only 20 kilometers in diameter.
Black holes are veiled from direct observation.
They nevertheless reveal themselves indirectly by tremendous suction which their gravitational force exerts on other heavenly bodies. The Quran refers to black holes in a verse as follows. When the stars are extinguished. All these astonishing bodies and balances show that the distances between the celestial bodies are ideal for human life to exist. These vast distances were not formed randomly. God created them with a certain aim. He who created the seven heavens and layers, you will not find any flaw in the creation of the All-Merciful. Look again, do you see any gaps? The information you've seen in this film has demonstrated some important truths. The materialist philosophy that denies both the existence of God and the creation of the universe has been refuted by modern physics and astronomy. Science proves that the universe was created by God. There is a divine order and balance in every single detail of the universe. God formed the ideal balances for human beings. God, the owner of endless knowledge, power, and wisdom, created the entire universe, and our duty is to recognize and appreciate this wondrous creation as is due. For in the Quran, God addresses to people in these words. Your Lord is God, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then settled himself firmly on the throne. He covers the day with the night, each pursuing the other urgently. And the sun and the moon and stars are subservient to his command. Both creation and command belong to him. Blessed be God, the Lord of all worlds.